All right, now there's your answer in section 9.
As I get older, I'm getting like you used to be.
Good. I'm getting, I hate this. Well, does anybody want to move it?
I move it.
All right. Senator Burns moves 2504 with the one amendment that Senator Attia made that we passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Burns?
Aye.
Senator McPherson?
Aye.
Senator Ripper?
Aye.
Senator Thorne?
Aye.
Senator Wingard?
Aye.
Senator Halleck?
Aye. Motion's carried. Mr. Corcoran and Mr. Remple, you might tell, was it House, State, and Federal Affairs? Is that what you said that it came out of?
Ag.
Might tell them now what the goof was on that deleted paragraph, that it was just a goof.
Okay.
Yeah, not, no, if they simply concur, they blew it, as they've been doing for the last 2 weeks of bad drafting, like bad school children. And they just blew it. And if they just acknowledge that and accept our amendment in good grace, then there's no problem at all. They accept it and they agree to concur. We didn't do anything substantive to change their place.
We had a lot of them in your constituency.
Well, Mr. Bowen, before you leave, is it true Mount Hood's going to blow up?
Well, that is, sir, the land use planning problem in the Mount Hood corridor, wouldn't it?
It is not dead.
How did it bring so many tourists?
Okay, in the remaining 10 minutes, starting at the beginning of our book, a good, nice, clean, tidy garden befits the good gardener. On 186, you keep saying, hold it. Are we through holding it?
I'll just soon hold it for a while.
The House bill, I'll come to that in a minute. 422 can be tabled. Somebody want to move it?
Move to table it.
Beg pardon?
Which bill?
422. Senator Burns moves to table 422. Clerk will call a roll.
Senator Burns?
Aye.
Senator McPherson?
Aye.
Senator Ripper?
Just 1 second, I'll just see what your mind is.
Okay, Robert.
Aye.
Senator Thorne?
Aye.
Senator Wingard?
Aye.
Senator Halleck?
Aye. Motion's carried. 491, the chair Mr. Tran drafted a rapid letter to Senator Stevenson on including in Senate Bill 73, adding the language maximum energy conservation, which it is my understanding they did do last Friday. So, tuck this one away if you'd like to. George? 491?
Hold
that a while. On 492, I'm confused. When you gentlemen are having your deliberations down there on fees and all these things, none of those things are relevant to 492, are they? Am I missing something?
No, Mr. Chairman, I'll move the table 492, but I would like to maybe hear before I might have said make the formal motion after some of the regards to I don't think that adds anything to the discussion we're having.
Well, I had some amendments to this bill. Did we adopt those amendments?
No.
We did not.
Well, I wanted to adopt those amendments. I'm not particularly happy with the makeup of this committee, and that's why I put the bill in the first place. The fact is, I'm a hell of a lot less happy with this committee after the last few days, after I've already found out what's going on in that committee. The conflicts of interest are in that committee. State money is being spent.
Okay, well,
For people on that committee,
I didn't mean to open up Pandora's box again. Would you?
Table, that's non-debatable.
Well, Senator McPherson, it's a Democratic committee. I've tried to run it as a gentlemen, Senator McPherson moves to table 492.
Wingard's bill.
Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Byrne?
Nay.
Senator McPherson?
Aye.
Senator Ripper?
Aye.
Senator Thorne?
No.
Senator Wingard?
No.
Senator Halleck?
No. The motion is defeated. We'll hold 492 for a little bit.
We want to reconstitute the leadership in that case.
And on 849, I assume we tabled that.
Move we table it.
Senator Burns moves we table 849. Clerk will call the roll.
We're really going to get rid of that one.
I think 849. Motion to table by Senator Burns.
Senator Burns?
Yeah.
Aye.
Senator McPherson?
No.
Senator Ripper?
No.
Senator Thorne?
No.
Senator Wingard?
No.
Senator Halleck?
Aye. Well, all right. The motion has failed. That's still alive.
No, that's kind of like the time that Abraham Lincoln had a cabinet meeting and he asked for a vote on an issue, and every one of the members of the cabinet voted no, and he voted aye, and then he said the ayes have it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, now, SJR 19, in my opinion, is not needed.
I move the table.
Well, I want to just ask George if he agrees.
I think I'd hold that one until you see what's going to happen to your 424.
Hold that one.
George.
2504, we just did.
What about how? What is SJR
25?
Where's what's SJR 25?
Well, you've got bonding
or.
Oh. I think we could table.
We could hold that one
didn't.
Too, probably.
I think we could table SJR 25.
I move the table.
Yeah, Senator Burns moves that we table SJR 25. Clerk will call a roll.
I'm a sponsor of it.
Senator Burns?
Aye.
Senator McPherson?
Aye.
Senator Ripper?
No.
Senator Thorne?
No.
Senator Wingard?
No.
Senator Halleck?
Aye. Well, you're making a mistake in that. You're just dreaming. Okay, that bill is held. 2504, which we passed, I'll assign to Senator Wingard to carry. And the others are new bills. Next Thursday, I'd like to put 878, the new fuel apportioning, not rationing bill, that was printed today, assuming we get it, on first. And I really would like to pass it out. And plus House Bill 3071, House Bill 2747, the two new bills. On May 22nd, then, 487 and 2809, NTEC bill, plus Mr. Woods reporting on the NTEC rules, that I wanted to point out to Senator Burns, and I do hope he can come on May 22nd, because when Mr. Woods was here and you'd ask him what they did on those rules in 18 months, and I could have the tape recording played back,
nothing.
He said nothing. And they managed to write rules in 4 weeks from the time that you asked the question. We're adjourned.